What's good, y'all? It's your girl Gina B. I'm back with another episode. Y'all back tuned in, really, to the Gina B show. Y'all, it's 5 a.m. Almost started singing that song. It's 5 a.m. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And I'm up having fun with you. Yeah. And now I'm on a hotline. Okay. Yo. I'm sorry if I sound like a whole man on this episode. This is one of the rawest. This is probably one of the most rawest real episodes that I've ever posted. Your girl had a time tonight, okay? Or last night. I had a time, okay? And I had to go to sleep to recuperate, if you know what I mean. If you know, you know, okay? Listen. Sometimes you just need one of them nights where you have to just let loose. You need one of them nights. And tonight or last night, I needed one of them nights. I hung out with my sis. Okay. And I had a blast, you know. Shout out to them Sagittariuses, bro. Listen. I don't give a fuck if we had beef and we don't, listen, I don't give a fuck. Shout out to them Sagittariuses, bro. Shout out to them Sagittarius. Okay. All right. I know y'all birthday don't start till about damn near the holidays and shit, but I just want to shout y'all out real quick because y'all the real motherfucking MVPs. Okay. Y'all look out for motherfuckers. I swear to God, y'all like the goddamn police. Y'all like the police in this motherfucker. I swear. I got a lot of Sagittarius friends, bro. I got a lot of Sagittarius friends. I don't know why it don't really work out with me and the Sagittarius, but whatever. that's not what that's about. I appreciate each and every one of y'all Sagges in my life. I appreciate everybody in my life, to be honest. But them Sagges is different, baby. They got your back. They got your motherfucking back. Okay? Period. Now, when I say this is a raw-ass episode, this is a raw-ass episode. Your girl is a little, you know. But I'm better than what I was before. Okay? And I want to dedicate this episode to a special person. And I want to recite a poem that I fell in love with about, let's see, this is 2024. Hold on, let me mute my phone, y'all. let me mute my phone real quick. I forgot to do that. I so sorry. let me mute this phone. It is a poem that I wanted to recite, and it's about love. It's about love. And I'm supposed to have it, up already. Let me see. Let's see. Y'all bear with me real quick. Yeah. That's it. Yes. All right, y'all. It's a poem that I want. All right, it's a poem that I want to recite, and it's dedicated to a special person. A special person in my life. I want to dedicate this to. And I also want to stitch an audio message real quick. If you listening, and I know you listening. I know you listening. I hope you still listen. I hope you still listen to me. I do not hate you. I don't hate you at all. I love you. And I hope that you are prospering, and I hope you're well. I think about you every day, and I hope you're okay. But just know that I do not hate you. Hate is a strong word, and I know I've used it. But Jane Bean don't hate you. I love you. And I take back every hateful word that I've ever said. Even though I was very upset with you. You have got to know. You've got to know deep, deep, deep down in your heart of hearts that I truly do not hate you. This is a raw-ass episode that I'm putting out. And I'm not finna post it on any social media. Somebody's just gonna have to come across this and just hear it. But just so you know, because I'm being honest and I'm being real and raw and just, you know, I've never done this. I've never dedicated an episode to anybody, I don't think. But you different. So I dedicate this to you, and I hope you know it's to you. I ain't gonna say no words. I wish I could. Oh, I wish I could. I wish I could. But if you know, you know. I ain't gonna say nothing. Oh man, I wish the fuck I could, bro. I love you so much. I have unconditional love for you. And even though what had happened, and I may be still a little bit upset about it, upset about the situation, please know that I do not hate you. I don't hate you. At the end of the day, you're still somebody's son. You're still somebody's brother, somebody's nephew, somebody's friend. And I do not wish hate upon you at all. I still love you. And that's that. All right. So it's a poem that I want to stitch to this message. Okay. I've been wanting to recite a couple of poems. I've written something like, oof, child, about 6-7 years ago. I've written something, and you know what? I think I might have recited it a few years ago. I don't even know what that episode is titled, but I had read it on my podcast. But anyway, I want to recite this poem. It's about love. And here goes. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. Okay. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered or triggered, if you will. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Love never fails. And LA, I got so much love for you. So much. So much. That was like a breath of fresh air right there. So much. Unconditional love. Unconditional. Oh my God. And I just wanted you to know that. And I got unconditional love for my friends. I got unconditional love for my family. If I have unconditional love for you, bro, I pray for you. I hope and wish that you're doing the utmost. And that's about as far as it goes. Because I honestly, I don't have any hate. So, yeah. Y'all, I'm not even going to post this on any of my social media platforms. I'm just going to leave this up on my podcast. And let me, even though this episode is dedicated to this person, like I said, I have a lot of unconditional love for my friends and my family. And if I consider you as at least the both of them, I love you. Like a fat kid love cake. I love you like a fat kid love cake. I'm telling you, I just do. Okay. But that's all I got to say. It is super, super fucking early in the motherfucking morning that I have got on here and said what I said. Okay. I don't want to seem crazy when I say it, but I had to say it because I don't know if my text message got through. But to this person, just know that I don't hate you. I love you with all my heart. I love all my friends. I love all my family. And I appreciate y'all for listening to me and speaking to me when you do. I appreciate it and I love it. Okay. So what we ain't gonna do is get all mushy and cry on this microphone. What I'm not gonna do is that. All right. But just now, all right. Love is. Wait a minute. So with that being said, I'm taking my ass to sleep, y'all. I hope y'all have a magical, magnificent, wonderful ass Thursday morning, Thursday evening, Thursday night, and the entire day. I hope your entire day is filled with joy, love, happiness, and all the silly shit, all the funny shit in life. I speak that, all the positivity, nothing but positivity and smiles and laughter. I swear, I wish nothing but the best for y'all. And with that said, okay, follow your girl on all my social media accounts, okay? Please follow me at I Am Gina B on Instagram. It's my podcast page. Also, don't forget to follow me on my personal page on Instagram at Miss_Weston91. I apologize for the background noise. Got a lot of shit going on, but at the same time. Follow me on Instagram at Miss West_Weston91. Child, I need a little bit more water. All right. And please don't forget to follow me on Twitter at JLoveGina. All right. And also don't forget to follow me on TikTok at Jean Bean with 3 E's. Okay. Because I be posting like a mug on TikTok. I love TikTok. I really hope that doesn't shut down. A lot of people make money off of TikTok. And yeah. It's just a way for me to express me. And I'm pretty sure anybody that, you know, uses TikTok and, you know, does content, I feel like it's another way to get your foot in the door or whatever. You know, I got about 1,000 or something saying followers, and I appreciate each and every one of y'all who follow me and support me. And I appreciate the love. I appreciate it. But right now, your girl is about to go to sleep. Oh, and don't forget to follow me on Twitch. I had posted a few videos. Listen, content is everywhere on Twitch. I am J Bena. That's JBEANNA. Okay. On Twitch. Y'all, I was supposed to finish FF7, but I don't even know what the hell I'm supposed to be doing. So I had paused and just said F it, and I started playing Tekken 7. Your girl needs a PS5. Okay. I'm not begging nobody, but you know. I need a PS5 so I can play Tekken 8, so I can go ahead and play the story mode. Cause I love playing story mode, whether it's like Mortal Kombat or Tekken or whatever the fuck. Whatever fight game it is, I'm in love with the story. You hear me? Okay. So yeah, go tune into that if you're bored. And I don't know. I'll see y'all later. I'll see y'all later. Please love each other, okay? And just be a better you, be a better person. I need to come up with like a slogan or something when I'm about to get off the mic. I need to come up with something. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to make a slogan. But I appreciate y'all being a game for listening to me. And have a good day, y'all. Yeah. All right. Peace.